I want to know, have you been enjoying the UKIP Calypso, Chukka?
I haven't. I heard a small clip of it and read some of the text. I don't generally enjoy a lot of the things that UKIP do, funnily enough.
Well, we have a question on this from Alaya in Uxbridge. Hello, Alaya.
Hiya.
Hello.
I just wanted to ask, I mean, I know the song's a bit distasteful, but do you think it's racist? So I wanted to know.
I think it is distasteful.
Well, before we go on, we should explain to people who haven't heard of this. This is the former Radio 1 disc jockey Mike Reed, who is a UKIP supporter. He's written this sort of little funny little... Well, I say funny little song. It's sort of vaguely amusing. But he's done it in a sort of West Indian accent, which has caused, shall we say, some comment.
It has. A lot of people have said that they think it's racist. I don't know whether his intention was to be racist. The problem that UKIP have got, you see, here... is that they're asking people to give them the benefit of the doubt when a stream of UKIP candidates and supporters have come out with the most offensive and racist things over the months. And in those circumstances, few people will be prepared to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Let me play devil's advocate here a second, because if he had done this in a French accent, nobody would have cared. If he'd done it in a German accent, there wouldn't have been much comment. Why shouldn't he do it in a West Indian accent? Just because he's white?
No, I don't think that's really... Like I said, I don't know whether his intention was racist or not.
Well, and I know, Mike Reed, I can tell you it really wasn't.
And I'm not saying that if people, perform songs with a particular accent, that illustrates that they are prejudiced towards the people who have those accents. But, of course, with these things, it's often a bit blurred, isn't it?
Clayton in Tottenham has texted, Chukka didn't answer whether he thought the Calypso was right or wrong.
I didn't like it. I thought it was wrong. But the question I was asked was whether it was racist.
Mm. And you thought it might possibly be, even if it wasn't intended that way.
Yes, I think that's an accurate description of what I said.